This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You actually just had the boss wander in before.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I think he's just come in to make sure I'm okay.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Here we go.
Oh, it's the eight.
Run and won and fat.
By number eight, Emma Misery.
What the hell?
Lake Sheen.
Paying $17.
Oh, wow. We're not too many happy people there at the Ugg Boot Cup. The race that stops Breakwater.
Surefire second photo third.
Yes.
A Misery. Never heard of the bloody thing.
Neither have I, Jim.
Not that I'm a punter. So
I didn't have an
image. I don't hear of many of them.
Anyway, welcome
anyway,
to the show.
Anyway, Ash Brazel not far away. Of course, superstar netball, superstar football, and then Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, yes.
Find out if Ross the Boss is in fact the man at St Kilda. I see topics Brownless, which worries me. Hump Day Quiz, which worries me. In fact, too much Brownless full stop as I look over at the Ugg Boot wearer.
Yes.
Hello to you.
G'day, Jim. Geelong Cup Day, of course. Public holiday down there.
How isn't it up here then? Look at this day. Why aren't we having a public holiday?
Well, I was down there in Geelong today, 24 degrees,
oh, nice.
People sitting out just having coffees or beers or wine, and then a lot of people at the Geelong Cup today,
yes.
And the cup was just won and run by number, what was it?
Eight.
Eight. Mike Maroney horse, trained horse, Blake Shin there at $18. So we didn't have that in a quaddy, but what a beautiful day, isn't it, Rabs?
Just he had the ball in his back. He was trying to get it to the front and had a lot of time as well. Gold Coast just sat off him where they really should have probably put some pressure on him. It was good enough to just get boot, foot to boot.
All right. Foot to boot.
Foot to boot.
Who was that calling?
It's Embers.
Oh. Come on, Embers. So my pick in that, Bill, that I know anything about racing, and the great Damien Oliver on Rodrigo Diaz.
Yeah, fourth.
Battled into fourth.
Not bad, because it was last on the turn.
2,400, so it might stretch to the 32.
For the cup?
Come on, Bill.
It's a
horse that a race that leads you into the Melbourne
it
Cup.
It does. It does indeed. But we need this first.
All right.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, nice little rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Yes.
Don't risk missing all your team's matches at the T20 World Cup on KO Sports.
Can't forget about KO. They are magnificent.
Have you seen that ad out where the Indian great cricket fan misses a game because he hasn't got KO?
Ah.
So then he looks into his family. He's locked outside and Mr. and Mrs. Parents.
Yes.
They go, and welcome to the family, our new son. And Davey Warner's there because he missed a game. They were that embarrassed that he missed a game.
Righto,
it's a good ad. Well
good
done, KO.
Right.
Righto, cricket, Jimmy boy,
yes,
Sheffield
please.
Shield.
Yes,
I'll tell you what was interesting today.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Weatherall, who opens the batting for South Australia, hit the ball back to Jason Bird. He picked it up, threw it back at Weatherall because he's out of his innings.
Jackson Bird.
Out of his crease.
Out of his crease.
Yes.
And hit his bat, went to square leg, and they ran one.
Oh,
so, which was okay because
it was caused by the bowler throwing
exactly,
at him.
And he wasn't obstructing the field.
Was
so that was very interesting there, Jimmy boy. I like that there. Victoria, chasing Western Australia's 466 first innings. They are 4 for 338, Jim. And our man Marcus Harris.
Oh, come on, Harrow.
111. Peter Hanscom, 120 not out. Has he made some runs this year already? He is flying.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I've got another a player for you to watch, Jim.
Yep.
The Tasmanian opener, Tim Ward, left-hander, only young.
Mm-hmm.
He won the Bradman Young Cricketer of the Year award last year. He's a fine player.
Well,
remember the name.
Well, it's good we've got a few coming through, as I said.
Remember the name!
Yes. Teague Wiley over in the West is only a kid, and he can seriously play, so it's good.
Yep, so Tim Ward, remember that.
Right-o.
So the Vic's going nicely there. What about in the WBBL last night between Sydney Thunder and Hobart Hurricanes?
Yep.
They were playing, and then these plovers.
Oh, no, they're bastards of things.
Well,
I spoke to you about them a while ago.
The girls had to hit the deck.
And I believe we're just having an issue with a plover. Not much fun, are they?
I can see that a few players are actually hitting the deck at the moment. Sammy Joe Johnson
having a bit of a nasty time of it out there. Mum and Dad Plover looks like protecting the chick.
Bill, I'm telling you, the seventh tee at Port Ferry a while back when I was down there, they were coming at me.
Yeah.
I had the tailor-made stealth driver.
Yeah.
I was trying to clean it up.
And what did the old lady say?
They come at ground level at you. You know, like magpies come from above.
Mm.
These bastards come at high level straight at you.
Because they nest in the ground.
Oh, so
is that it?
Rabbits, I was trying to take this thing's head off.
Yeah.
No, well, because it got me in the head, clipped my hat, and my eyes rolled back.
Mm.
Anyway, I couldn't. It was too good for me.
Yeah.
Kept diving off right at the end. You. But they, I don't blame the girls.
And the old lady.
A scary thing. See, yeah, she said they're bastards.
Which you hit it. Hey, I don't know if you watched the World Cup last night, the qualifiers. UAE, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a great game. They were all out very, very cheaply.
Right.
But the first hat-trick ever taken for the UAE, and only the fifth ever in the history of the tournament, was by old Mayappan.
Never been a hat-trick for the UAE in 2020 internationals.
Yeah! There is now Dasan Shanaka, the captain of Sri Lanka, castled through the gate, and Kartik Mayappan take a bow.
Well done, hat-trick, Jim. But not all. That's not all that happened last night.
Right.
At Geelong at Cadinia Park, I saw the biggest six I've ever seen, I reckon.
Dinkum.
Have a listen.
That's gone a long way. He has cracked that. That is unbelievable. Biggest of the tournament.
He is having a ball. By hitting the ball out of the stadium, 109 metres, it's gone out of it.
You could actually tell when you heard that
when
how
you hear
far
it
went, didn't you?
You know who does that beautifully? Ricky Ponting.
That was clean.
It was. He is having a ball.
He is.
By hitting the ball. But 109 metres, Jim. It went over the Moorabool Street, so the three-tiered grandstand there, which is very high, would have bounced into APCO service station.
It would have.
would have bounced on the road and gone in there. It was huge. Speaking of big sixes, Jim, what's the biggest you've seen?
Well, I wasn't there to watch it, but I was watching it on telly when Brett Lee hit that one out of the Gabba
and
landed in the nets.
Mm.
I've never seen anything go close to that far. My old man reckons that Viv Richards in a tour match in 1975 against WA hit the leg spinner Bob Paulsen into the police building.
Where at?
At the Wacker.
At the Wacker.
So over the road.
Yes.
Over mid-off into the police building. And the amount of times I stood at the Wacker and looked at that and went, "Ah, that is monstrous."
Remember Mark Waugh hit a big one there?
Yeah,
at the
up
Wacker?
Onto the roof of the Lily Marsh stand.
He did.
And reckons he didn't get all of it.
But
that's sort of bull twanger he is.
But remember one at the MCG, Simon O'Donnell?
Yeah, big goober.
And the
they got the seat up there.
They've got a white seat, so you know where it is. And they're doing a tour guide. The MCG old bloke's doing a tour guide. And he said, they're all gathered around out the middle. And he said, what's the biggest six? He said, we'll see that white seat. That's the biggest six ever hit on this ground. And an Irish bloke up the back goes, what? Yeah. Actually hit that white seat.
What chance that it would pick that white seat out? That was Greg Matthews up into the third tier, I think.
Yeah,
that big blow.
Big blow.
Because that is a massive ground, of course. But we don't like saying nice things about Goob, so we're not going to.
Speaking of the World Cup, Jim, I know it's a big game, Australia-New Zealand at SCG Saturday. Sold out. You know it's bigger? Twice as big? India-Pakistan.
Oh, yeah.
MCG on Sunday. I keep wanting to say... On Sunday, sold out.
Yes.
Tickets exhausted.
Exhausted. They are sold out. They reckon they could have sold it twice, Jim. 200,000 they could have got it.
Yeah, sold it. Well, they play a lot of cricket against each other for obvious reasons. Not at home, anyway.
Not at home.
No.
Political reasons.
Yes.
Don't like each other.
All right, Ash
Brazel. That'll be worth watching.
Joining us next to discuss the AFLW and the netball.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Guess what I haven't got in my new apartment?
What?
A mirror.
Good. Yeah. I would leave it that way.
It's hard enough playing at the elite level in one sport, let alone two. But our next guest is a star netballer with Collingwood and the Aussie Diamonds.
Ash Brazel, that was absolutely spectacular.
And is dominating this AFLW season with the Pies as well.
Brazel, she'll snap it off the left boot. And the Pies do add another.
Please welcome Ash Brazel.
Oh, Ash, there aren't many of us that are elite at two games.
Shut up.
So it's nice talking to you, Ash. Welcome.
Thanks for the intro. I need that every time I walk into the room, I reckon. How exciting.
No, you've bloody earned it. That's what you have. Gold medalist with the Diamonds and now dominating with Collingwood, who are in very, very good shape. Mm. You'd be pleased with the Maggies.
Yeah, we're doing well. We're winning, and some games I think we wonder how we've won, because we've played some pretty ugly footy, but we've just been able to get over in the end. And yeah, so hopefully, I think last week was probably the best we've played and probably played to our game plan. So hopefully we can do that this week.
Yes, kept Fremantle to three behinds. I'll tell you what, it's close, Ash. You, Melbourne and Brisbane all 7-1.
Yeah, no, it is good. And I think that was probably the biggest fear, I know, especially for me, having these other team join. You know, how competitive was it going to be? But yeah, I think week in, week out, it actually has been competitive. And it's just, I think, credit to all these young kids coming through now with the pathway. They're better than the players that have been playing for 5 years. So it's great to see, I guess, that development.
You can see it, can't you? They kick better. They drop it beautifully. They kick it better.
They hit harder too.
They hit harder, exactly. And they run quicker.
They do. And this is a problem. I keep getting older and they're getting younger. It's not great. But it is good for the game.
Now you take on the might of the Kangaroos at Vicky Park, which is beautiful. Bill would have remembered playing on it. I remember going to it as a punter. It used to be
I played on Greg
intimidating.
Phillips. Greg Phillips.
It is nice having that Collingwood, I guess, backing it, and I guess knowing that we've had players play before us. But, you know, I think North are a team that are underestimated, and they're actually going to be someone I guess we always have matched up really well against, but they are looking pretty strong. So it is a nervous game going into, but I'm glad that we're playing at home.
Different supporters, I reckon, than when I played there, Jim.
You reckon? A bit more respectful.
The hot water they used to throw over you. Yeah,
but it was coloured.
It was coloured, yes.
Well, that's one thing that I love that is footy, because netball, you do not get that type of supporter, especially in Melbourne. So definitely loving the football supporters.
Ash, I haven't been there probably since that day as a spectator. What sort of nicks it in now? Is it more, obviously more of a community feel like a lot of the old traditional VFL stadiums?
I wouldn't quite know what the VFL stadiums are like, but I think going off the last couple of years, it's definitely been upgraded. Our change rooms are amazing now. And we're trying to like add that history, you know, like obviously we've been there for 5 years, but we don't want to just talk about us. We want to talk about the actual Collingwood history. So to be at a club with such history and to be proud of it, it is nice. And I think the supporters do like that as well, rather than just coming in and acting like we own everything from day one. We are proud to play there.
Tell you that they're all better than they were. I was at Moorabbin the other day watching it. That is like ridiculously better than it used to be.
Yes.
Arden Street is much better.
Better.
So all of the grounds that Fat used to play on back in the 20s, they're 20s. Now in much better condition, Ash, which is a good thing. Hey, explain to me, because you are a freak in your ability to be a champion netballer and footballer.
Duel,
exactly. Which were you better at younger, and what? How big a tug was it for you to not play last year in the footy and win the gold, and then not play netball at the moment?
You know, I always tell people that when I play netball, I'm like, I put this cape on, I turn into this alter ego. And I think that's from growing up from a little kid and always being in it. But yeah, I don't know who I turn into once I cross that white line, where footy, I just say, is me. And I think I think that's just because I haven't played it for so long. And whenever I'm out there, I just remember running around with the boys as a young kid and now being able to play the game I love. So it is tough. Missing last year it was very hard. More so, I guess, being on the sidelines watching the girls. But to be able to live my dream and play at the Comm Games and win gold medal was awesome. But I definitely missed playing footy, and it's the reason why I've just stood down for these next two series, just to be able to run around with freedom with the footy girls. But yeah, I'm not sure how netball are feeling about that at the moment. Ooh. But I'm loving every moment.
Actually, changing the guard there too with the Diamonds, there's some young girls coming through.
There is, and they're awesome. And like I said, all these young kids just keep getting better and better, and they're obviously keeping us on our toes. And I don't know if it's because I'm a mum now or if it's just what happens when you get older, but you get excited for these young kids. Yeah. And just to, I know Amy Parmenter, who's in my position at the moment, and someone we compete against to own that wing defence spot. But to see her in the green and gold, arm in arm with the girls beside her, and just be so emotional before the start of the game to sing the anthem. You know, I think for me, I can relate to that and appreciate how important
Ash,
that is.
You just say, I'm in here. I'm the, you know, the old dog. Don't, you're not coming
listen,
in here.
Listen, if I wasn't playing footy, I probably would be like that. but I'm still doing the thing I love. But yeah, it's nice to see these young kids come back. But I'm hoping in January I get my spot back.
Especially after the bloody New Zealanders turned us over in the first
first two games.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, no, it's getting competitive. And, you know, obviously New Zealand wouldn't be happy with a bronze medal at the Comm Games, and we know how hard they are. And for some reason, when they play Australia, they play better. So, yeah, they're a physical team. They're a hard team. But, yeah, they're great to watch, and hopefully our girls can do it tonight.
How do you see the season, you know, where it's placed, the AFLW season? Is that working for you all?
Well, personally for me, I'm loving it. I'm not sure about everybody else, but the fact there's no clash with Netty and Footy works great. The only thing I'm not a fan of is the weather. I understand the boys play in this crap weather all the time, but I'm summer footy. I love the dry track. Got to tan out on the field. Yeah, it's definitely a different game when there's you're slipping over, even just trying to pick the ball up. So, yeah, I think it's old school footy.
Well, bad luck about the game on the weekend against the Kangas, because I think they've got their eye in Bill. Must win for North. Must win.
Must win, I know.
Excel, but, you know what, who knows?
No, you're going beautifully.
I was not expecting that.
No, and of course Adelaide lurking as well, so it's going to be a brilliant final series. Good luck with that, and then back to the netball afterwards.
Yep.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Go on, Yash.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I think that's one of the more forgettable breaks we've done on this show.
I've got a serious question for you, Jimmy Boy. A bit of controversy about sponsorships at the market. At the minute. Mm. So a lot of talk of Gina Reinhart's sponsorship of the Diamonds and also the Alinta sponsorship of the Australian Test Team. You're the more astute one here on this subject, Jim.
I don't know enough about the way netball is administered, Fat.
They haven't got any money.
Although the numbers would suggest anyone ploughing millions to save that game should perhaps receive a little more gratitude than Gina's receiving at the moment. Mm-hmm. I reckon if I was a netballer trying to make a living out of the game right now.
Yes.
I would be taking any money anyone could throw at me, given the hole they're in.
Yes.
But the cricket interests me. So the players railing against Alinta Energy as their major sponsor because of fossil fuels and carbon emissions.
Yes.
$40 million sponsorship.
How much?
$40 million sponsorship now.
$40 million.
Out the door. Not every year, but over the course of the journey. Course, yep. Yeah. So that's finishing up. Ooh. If I asked you the question, Fat, which countries were responsible for the most fossil fuel emissions in the world?
Yeah.
The top five are China, the USA, first two, third, India, fourth, Russia, fifth, Japan. India bankroll the game of cricket.
They do.
So we grumble about Alinta Gas, but we pile over there for the IPL every year.
And get paid well.
And get paid extraordinarily well.
Yes.
So we're very happy also to take the broadcast money out of the subcontinent when Australia play India, because that is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
So, Fat, it's not quite adding up to me, this.
No.
And if I'm a board member of Alinta Gas, I would be probably pointing that out to Cricket Australia. I'd say, you got a problem with us, but you're happy to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon the fossil fuels they're producing on an annual basis dwarf anything Alinta Gas are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I go a little bit further, Fat, and I say to you this, and I said this on air, about a year ago, when the players revolted against Justin Langer and he was thrown out of that position.
The players did, yeah.
Bill, when you allow the tail to wag the dog in sport, trouble follows, in my experience, almost immediately. Players play, coaches coach.
Administrators.
Administrate. And I think we need to get back to a bit of that in sport in this country, full stop. I won't just eyeballing the cricketers here.
No.
But someone's got to pay for the game, Bill. And as you and I both know, because we've been in clubland, finding money to sponsor AFL footy clubs for a start, how hard is it?
Exactly.
So if Ford walk out of Geelong or Mazda walk out of North,
big hole.
It's impossible. I mean, better for Geelong having just won the premiership. But that is a huge hole to try and fill.
Yeah.
So I think the players probably need to just be sat down a bit and say, listen, you can have your views, that's fine, but if you want to get paid...
Good money, very, very good money.
In the players, the cricketers' sense, unbelievably good money, then let us go and find it for you.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's happened.
I don't know. Don't think so.
I wonder if it's happened to the netballers.
Don't know.
That'd be interesting, because Gina's going to dig them out of this hole.
Well, she's offered to.
Because guess what? There mightn't be any more netball.
Oh, but Bill, then the way the game's headed, they're in all sorts.
I'm with you here, Jim.
It just interests me where we're going.
Yes.
Because at some stage, people who run the games are going to turn around and say, well, you're leaving us with no options here.
Yeah.
If you've got an issue with betting companies, you've got an issue with mining companies, then we'll end up with no one that can fund the game.
No. We won't have any sponsorship.
And as you and I both know, there's one thing that sports people love more than anything else.
Cash.
Cashish.
Thank you to KO. Points bet.
Allegra Interiors as well.
Allegra. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
Lines.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, that's it. I did a lot of work, Dad. You just couldn't give a
If you want to get involved in the show on our social channels, Triple M Rush Hour is our tag.
Oh, now, Wednesday quiz. Yes, we're back.
We are, Jim.
Well, actually, Bridge did a great job of it this time last week.
Unbelievable job.
Clean and efficient.
I don't believe it.
So, 133353, get stuck in right now. What are we giving away, please, Ramsey?
An athlete's foot $200 voucher, if you don't mind.
What?
Fititude, your physical and mental best with the perfect fit. From the athlete's foot. Now, that's fit.
They've it got is. All the best brands in there.
Absolutely,
too.
They do. Mizuno, Asics, Nike, Adidas.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. All over. Look at them.
Oh, there they come to Papa.
All right.
Bit of everything, Jimmy boy. Licorice all sorts today.
133353. Hump day quiz next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How do you feel when Bill keeps zipping his zip up and down into the mic?
Do I do that?
Yeah, you do that.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to this Hump Day Quiz. Race 9 is done and dusted at Geelong. Toppy gets over the line there. But we've got more important things to do here. Mm-hmm. The Hump Day Quiz. We go to Dash in sunshine. Plenty of sunshine today, Dash.
Yeah, bloody hope.
All right. What do you do, Dash?
I'm a technical writer.
A what?
Technical author.
Jim wants to know what that is.
I do maintenance instructions and operation instructions for technical equipment.
Righto, Dash.
Jim, and stuff.
Jim still wants to know. Are you barrack for the Bombers, Dash?
Unfortunately, yes.
Jeez, they've been poor.
Well, you got a good coach now, mate, he'll turn you around. Don't worry about that. All right. Jay on the line, Cranbourne North.
Hey, JJ.
G'day, guys. How are we?
You're a cabinet maker.
That's it.
Jeez, you'd be busy.
Bloody expensive.
Yeah. Very, very expensive and very busy at this time of year, for sure.
You can't get a cabinet maker anywhere, Fat.
My man, Ronald. Yeah. He's good.
They're booked up till bloody March, April next year.
Yeah, we got a job in Adelaide as well, so it's our first interstate job, so we're sort of starting to spread out, which is really good for
Get over there for a couple of nights, do you, JJ?
Yeah, it'd be nice. I haven't been just yet, but hopefully soon.
Rip the name out again, please.
Jensen Road Cabinet Making.
Jensen Road Cabinet Making. Righto.
Where's he go in Adelaide, Jim? What's Hindley Street there?
It depends what sort of a Stables. Night you're after, Fat.
Stables. All right, and barracks for the Saints.
Unfortunately, yes. Just like the Bombers, yeah. But it's good to see Lyons in the talk.
Well, Ross the Boss.
Ross the Boss.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. We love him.
Happy to hear that.
Righto, shut up, Jay. Here we go. So, Jay, you're Jay, and Dash, you're Dash. You ready, boys?
Yeah. Yep.
Who is Tom Brown, door-stopping here?
Great to see you too. Can I just ask you briefly if you're interested? I know you've got commercial interest in the St Kilda job.
I just had a meeting inside then, so.
We heard Jay's name first, but commercial interest I like too from Tom Brown.
Yeah.
And in other words, he wants money.
Jay.
JJ. Come on.
I almost had it. Sorry, pass.
Dash.
Ross Lyon.
You were just talking about it.
You were just talking about it in your barrack for the Saints.
Oh, God.
What are you on about?
Mental blank.
Question two. Jeff Goldblum is celebrating his 70th birthday today. Which movie is he from?
Come on. We've got to get out of here.
All right. Who are we going? I think Jay.
Is it The Fly?
No, it's not The Fly.
All right. Dash?
Jurassic Park?
Oh, bang!
Dash is miles out in front of here.
Jay, what's wrong with you?
He was in The Fly, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, was he?
Jeff? Yeah, he was, yeah. Yeah.
But that wasn't that particular film.
Bill didn't really ask the question
correctly either. No. So both things didn't work there. I'm telling you, Hose, if she had the ability, would climb through that glass and bop
you. I didn't say anything to Hose.
She knows.
Jay should know this one. This is right up Jay's alley. Eminem is turning 50 this week. Now you got to sing the next line to this song.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already.
Mom, spaghetti.
Oh,
what'd you say, Jay?
Mum's spaghetti.
There's vomit on his sweater already. Mum's spaghetti. He's
right. So that's the lyric.
Yeah.
Mum's spaghetti.
Yeah.
I thought Eminem was like one of the great rappers.
Oh, he is. Well, listen to the whole verse, not just two words.
Mum's spaghetti.
We heard you rap on the footy show, mate.
Score, please, there, Jim, because this is a close one.
He's trying to do live rapping. Yeah. Dash two, J1.
Right.
So not quite a ring-a-ding, but getting there.
That was three. We go to four. What event is Namibia participating in this week at Geelong?
Oh, Jay. Come on, Jay.
Jay.
It's happening all around Australia, Jay.
Not been listening?
Oh, no.
Dash.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Orna.
Oh, no.
It's only the Cricket World Cup. What do you want about you two?
Almost went off air.
Oh, no. The T20 World Cup, boys.
Oh, God.
They still there. Righto. Here we go. Ben and Jerry's is a US company that sells what?
Jay.
Yes, Jay.
Ice cream.
Oh, yes, now she's a ring it in.
Right.
Uh-oh. Taking a while to heat up.
Uh-oh.
It's a long
drum. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
On this day in 1986, Alan Border scored the 1 millionth run in Test cricket, Jim.
Did he really?
1 millionth.
Million.
I dug that up. In Test cricket versus India in Bombay. Which state is the Alan Border Field?
Dash.
Yes, Dash.
New South Wales?
Hey, Jay.
Ooh.
Where did he play his cricket? ABC. The great.
I don't play cricket, unfortunately, but I'm going to have a swing at Victoria.
Oh, this is sacrilegious. This is one of the great Australians of all time.
Go to Borderfields in Brisbane, Bill. Of course. Go the second last question about the fish.
Well, I can't say that about the fish.
Just have a go.
Well, that's the answer, Dick.
Oh, you two. Seriously, what's wrong with the period?
I'll ask it anyway.
Who won the Geelong Cup today?
Dash.
Yes, Dash.
Number 8.
Are you taking it?
No. Need some more information.
You got the information you gave us earlier, Bill.
Yes. All right. If you can name me a trainer or a jockey, I'll give it to you. Of anyone, of any race horses.
Danny O'Brien, trainer.
Yeah, well done. That's it. Dash gets it.
Just handed the prize off there.
Well, yeah, well, taking a bit long.
Yeah, enough.
Yeah, winding it up. Well done, Dash.
Thank you.
Jay, you're okay. You're good and then you're poor. It's up and down, Jay.
Yeah, not too flash. Yeah.
All right, what do they win, please, Robert?
Well, considering they didn't know the T20 World Cup was on, we're going to give them a $200 athlete's foot voucher.
Yes.
That's headed to you, Dash.
Thank you very much.
And all right, enjoy that, Dash.
A little prize pack.
Yeah, we'll send Jay a Triple M prize back.
Yeah, well done, Jay.
Thanks, boys.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Keep listening.
Keep listening because we've got Jay-Z Clark in soon to tell us if Ross the Boss is, in fact, headed to Moorabbin.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We just forget where we actually talk, don't we?
Well, we talk a lot.
Not too much.
Hey, Jimmy boy, yes. The most marketable athletes 2022 has been announced. Mm-hmm. This is the 13th annual list, and it's selected by people with expertise in sports, marketing, social, and data science, okay?
Yep.
So the top of the tree, who do you reckon it is?
LeBron James.
No.
Oh, Lebo?
No, Lebo. No, he's not there.
No.
Ronaldo, of course.
Yes.
So he's top. Serena Williams, too.
Wow. That's interesting. Even though she's uncoupling or whatever she said.
She's retiring.
She didn't use that word.
That's right. Lewis Hamilton at three.
Yes.
LeBron at four.
LeBron.
Sorry.
Oh, Lebo. Lebo.
The great soccer player, Messi.
Assistència de Xavi, més que preta per a Messi. Immens Messi. Encara Messi.
Leo Messi at five. Osaka at six. She's not playing tennis anymore. I think she might have.
No, she's back.
Is she right? Mm-hmm. Virat Kohli at seven. Yes. Alex Morgan, soccer. Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 9, Sam Kerr, and then Tom Brady at 10.
Kerr. Sam Kerr?
Sam Kerr
wow.
at 9.
That's cool.
That's good effort, isn't it?
That's great.
Effort, isn't it? And Tom Brady at 10, Jim.
Yep.
Things aren't going well for him.
Oh, I think he's still going all right.
I think the split is $1
billion. Billion?
$1 billion. Imagine that.
Because he initially said... $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two had to point out that that wasn't very much money.
No, not enough.
So he had to come back with $1 billion.
$1 billion. Yeah. So that's interesting, isn't
it? Is
well
interesting.
Done to
what
Sam
about the
Kerr?
New Zealand cricketer walking out?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've still got a bit of time.
Just a little bit.
Glenn Phillips, who this has gone global and trending, Jim,
yes.
Walked out at Christchurch to play in the Tri-Series against Pakistan. And this was his song.
I can't hear what that is.
Guess what that is.
I can't hear it.
John C.
Walked out to that.
Oh, my idiot kids.
No, didn't they love it? I remember you brought it in there.
Every time we'd be driving along and they'd all be in the back seat. John C.
It does get you up.
It does.
It does.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't mind that. Right, Jay Z, where is he?
He's coming.
All right. He's been running around. Doing marathons and things, so we need to just straighten him up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You were trying to be a smart ass.
I was.
And when it backfires on you,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Tell you what, Tim, Cremorne Hotel has a meat raffle on Friday nights, okay? Mm. So the punters come in and buy
so
tickets.
What?
Well, guess who was the main raffle drawer last Friday at the Cremorne Hotel?
Who?
Jay-Z Clark.
Are we going to roll the intro here for Jay-Z?
If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in
all right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour...
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
You're not a meat raffle man.
Well,
yes.
I was doing some work down in Geelong on Friday, and I thought, where can I use a PowerPoint that I can plug my laptop
so you're
in?
Oh, using the power.
I typed some stories. I thought, well, Bill, if anyone's not going to mind me sort of using the power, I'd use... you know, Bill's down
Did
there at the
Cremorne. Did you
buy a beer? Mate, I had about six of them. It was great.
Good. That's
when I do some of my best sort of thinking and typing.
But how have you drawn the raffle?
So my old cricket coach, David Roach, he plays for the...
Over 50s?
Yes, he plays for Australia, doesn't he?
He does.
He was my coach when I was a young... And he's got some real Ross Lyon vibes. He's a disciplinarian back in the day. And he said, well, you being the only celebrity in the pub, Jay-Z, can you... No, he didn't say that.
He did.
But he can you pull out the winning ticket? So I did that. But Jim, I just wonder when you know, meat raffle, that's sort of meant to be a bit of a not for profit operation.
Oh, I would have thought.
Right? Sort of all money goes back to the prize or that.
Like a local cricket club or something.
Yeah,
exactly.
I got told that it runs a handsome little profit, meat raffle, and the tickets are sort of.
Now, Jay-Z, don't do this because.
He makes a good clip.
No. We sponsor.
Meat raffle.
We sponsor the over 50 boys, Roachy.
Do you?
And all monies goes to them.
Are you sure?
Spot on. They've got to run it, but they've got to go around and sell the tickets. We're not giving our people to sell them.
There's not a little.
No. They bring the meat tray and they bring the people to sell them.
Are you sure?
Yes. And it's a bloody good meat tray.
Oh,
so
a lot of,
the
lot
over 50s get it.
Okay. I just had to check. There's a question.
Yeah. Roscoe Lyon, what's going on?
Well, I think he wants to get back out there.
Oh, yes.
That's what wants to happen. So the great man, of course, Coach St Kilda and Fremantle, the Saints want him. So this is what it looks like, and that is the St Kilda Football Club turning back to the man who coached him between 2007 to 2011 to add a hard edge, a standard, some hope at this football club who haven't been run that well, let's be honest, over the journey. One finals campaign in 11 years, one premiership in 149. So he had a four-hour meeting on Monday. I believe it was a two-hour meeting yesterday morning, and he was scheduled to meet a man who could be his new right-hand man, Jeff Walsh, man you know very well, Jim, to thrash out what a new football department and coaching staff could look like under Ross Lyon.
So all roads are going there.
All roads. It would take an almighty backflip. And look, that happened... to a lesser extent at Carlton. We thought he was lined up for that gig.
Yes.
And then he got, he wasn't sure about the vibe, but there were some issues there. So I'm not declaring it over the line just yet because they are still thrashing out a lot of stuff. But there's every chance next week, the back end of next week, that he could be announced as a new coach of St Kilda. But I ask you this, fellas.
Yes.
Right? I get the feeling that St Kilda's hierarchy think they're a decent sort of top four, top six chance.
No.
I think that's a bit delusional. Mm. I don't think St Kilda has the top end talent in the mature group or the bottom, the draft picks, you know, the under 22 group at this stage that you can say with any clarity or confidence that they're ready for a top four push.
No, I agree.
So yeah, they have to
four
get
four good players.
Ross's big thing is about alignment, right? That's what he wants. All levels of the club, like Clarko, he needs to have alignment. I get the feeling the top brass of this football club think they're a bit better than what they are. So under Ross Lyon, Jim, when you have a look at it, are they taking a step back to go forward, or they you know, are they a genuine top four sort of mob?
Well, I think that would be something that Ross would be talking to the board about around about now. He'd be saying to them, listen, you probably have them pegged here. I don't.
Mm.
So if you're bringing me in, these are my expectations on what this group can do in the short term, and this is what we need to bring in to make them better.
We've got to get better. We've got to get better.
So Ross is sort of, there's a sort of talk around that he's the sort of finishing move or finishing school.
No. He wouldn't see that like that.
He wouldn't see it like that. And they'd be the honest sort of conversation. So this is where I don't think that it's completely over the line just yet.
Right.
Because I think the top brass of the footy club and Ross would need to get on the same page and work out a strategy forward, because he's not going to do this for a short-term deal.
No.
But this has to be a 4 or 5 year sort of
situation. What about assistants? Because some past players of names have been thrown up, like Joey Montagna.
Yes. He'd also be a very good list manager.
Or a very good. What about Cripps over at Port Adelaide? He's
BJ Goddard, we're hearing.
BJ Goddard.
I think
Lenny's there.
Port Adelaide are very keen to hold on to Cripper.
Cripps, yes.
So he's a very mature, and he did a great job getting Jason Horne-Francis from North Melbourne. Qualter. So I think Ross would be having all of these conversations. I'm not sure if he called Joey while you were laying next to him on a beach in Fiji.
I saw his phone ring.
I would imagine they'd be the sorts of conversations. But he would be running a very tight ship. But the one thing about Ross, and I reckon if he is appointed, this will become very clear. I think he would reveal himself to be a much more collaborative coach in his third stint than perhaps what he was perceived to be in St Kilda and Fremantle. So
different
Fremantle
game plan, no all doubt. That.
So everyone thinks he's the disciplinarian, he was the hard ass, and that's
low
the way
scoring.
He
scoring.
Yeah, defensive.
Yeah.
I think if he got another chance at it, he would show he'd be much more collaborative. He'd be sharing a lot more of the duties. He would show not a softer side, but a more dimensional, more well-rounded coaching.
No,
game.
I think it's off the side, and I think you're spot on. And I also think the same will apply to Alistair Clarkson, and the same will apply to Brad Scott.
Yeah.
You're much better at any job the second time you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And those three, all in a different way, got a real hard ass sort of side to them.
Yes.
But in 2022 and beyond, you do need to soften it up a bit, Jay-Z.
Yes.
Look at your own kids.
Yes.
My whining little bastards.
Yeah.
I used to belt the living suitcase out. You can't do that anymore, fat.
Look, those,
you've got to sit them down, have a conversation.
Young cricketers and netballers
That's
are
it.
Doing
you
out there.
You've got to talk very nicely. Mm. It's all changed, Jay-Z.
Can't yell at them.
You got a hug. My young bloke tipped a sanitizer bottle out of school today, so he is in the bad books, that's for sure. But what? Last thing on Ross. People say he's hard-ass, disciplinarian, all that kind of stuff. The bulk of his players who played under him long term
loved him.
Absolutely loved him.
Jay-Z, I love my mum Joni to death.
Mm.
She belted me regularly.
Yes.
Cricket stumps, fire prodders.
Yes. You get the wooden spoon.
Wouldn't she chase me down the bloody corridor,
cord out of
belting
the, jug.
The crap out of me like a jockey at the Geelong Cup fat. And I love her.
I
didn't do me any bloody harm.
The electric cord out of the jug. She'd pull it out of the jug and whack it.
wooden spoon.
All right, magic
I used
round.
To break it on my ass.
What's coming up round one? Free agents, Degoe, all of that we discuss next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I got the ass from KFC. Because I talk too much.
I lost my job at KFC for eating too much.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB, Bill and Jay-Z Clark is stuck around.
I love it when he comes in. He's just unflappable, just like this.
But what? Sometimes. It has the guile of this bloke to pop me about my use of English language. But what?
Magic round.
Yes.
Surely is not going to be in Adelaide as much as I worship the Adelaide Oval.
Yes, just tell them what magic round is first.
Magic round is an extra round that the AFL want to bring into the AFL season. So instead of 23 rounds, it would be 24 rounds. Oh. So a nice little cash earner on the side, Jim. Extends the season. And what you do is you have a same city spectacular.
So the Rugby League have had the jump on this.
And it's gone well?
It's gone well. I don't agree with an extra round. I think the season goes too long anyway. But if we're going to do it, Adelaide, as beautiful as the Adelaide Oval is, it falls away very quickly after that. Well, you're not having an AFL game in Glenelg.
But no. The NRL do it only on one ground, don't they? Do they do it? On one ground?
Mostly at Suncorp.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think an AFL ground. I don't think Adelaide Oval or the SCG could cop nine games in a weekend. No. It would turn into an absolute bloodbath. Yep. Yes, but what you need in these commercial agreements, and no one's better than Gil McLaughlin at this gym, is you need a good stalking horse.
All right. So you're throwing Adelaide in.
You need Adelaide there. It's just like when Channel 9 were rumoured to get the television rights deal 48 hours before they gave it all to Channel 7 on Foxtel. So I think it's going to be Sydney, and it's part of the sort of brewing, you know, water court, so to speak, between the AFL and the NRL, because it would really annoy Peter Vlandis. Yeah. It would annoy if they did
Vlandis.
It would.
It would.
Although they'd probably come back with the left hook.
And bring it down
with,
here.
With some sort of extra horse race or something.
Players sick of too many rounds now, that's what they're saying. We play too much footy now.
I know, but if they can get paid for it, I think they can find it within themselves to play more, basically. Bill, I think they've got a bit of a push to shorten the games.
What?
round one next year, what are you hearing? Have we got a grand final replay to open the season up?
You went to the beach and you're in your little togs too, weren't you? If I was you, I would find the biggest blanket I could throw over myself over there on the beach.
You're not me.
Just a shield and, you know.
That was put up just for the punters,
the
mate.
Kids get scared, mate, when they see you. You're like a sight screen. Let's
you liked it, Joey.
So the AFL wants a big blockbuster round to kick off the season.
Well,
that
normally is round one.
It is. So they go with the traditional Richmond
Wednesday.
Carlton. No, they go with the Thursday Richmond Carlton, Bill.
Wasn't there a game Wednesday this year?
It was the grand final replay, which is what I just asked him. Yes. Are we going to see that this year?
I'm not sure we're seeing that. So the fixture's about a month away. I don't know that they'll be doing that again.
No, Geelong, Sydney.
Tossing that around, that is not yet over the line.
I like that, Jay-Z. Yeah. I like that being the season opener.
Yeah?
Yep.
Why was that? But you can still play. You get to still get a big crowd of that at any time.
I just like seeing the grand final replay open the season. And then Carlton's Richmond, Carlton. And then your Friday night and you're away. The great Bruce. I liked it.
Well, you are the broadcast guru. The other one I think they're looking hard at is the Collingwood-Melbourne game, which would Brody Grundy take on his old side, would be a bit of heat in. You would imagine. I think Essendon and Hawthorn also looking to play each other, so they faced off in the 1983 grand final, Bill. So it'd be a 40-year premiership reunion.
A long time ago.
Yeah, for the Hawks.
Thank you, Bill.
1983.
No, got half an idea.
Essendon going to be no good and Hawthorn no good. So what's that going to build?
That's what makes it exciting and good because
played in 1983.
That's a long time ago. Bill reckons?
Happened in 1983.
This is the thing. A club has a premiership reunion and Bill gets jealous because he
goes to him. The opposition teams.
Free agency.
Yes, so the delisted free agency window kicks off November 3 to 9, then again to 11:15. And there's some decent players here, and club list managers are meeting speak. There's a couple of meetings happening right now. Jed Anderson is the obvious one. So North Melbourne Hawthorn, why does your football club get rid of a bloke like Jed Anderson, who clearly has something to offer?
I don't actually know the answer to that.
At the top level. Did that raise your blonde eyebrow?
Yep, it did. I'm a fan of Jed Anderson, always have been. Hard. And a good boy, so I don't know.
Kane Turner was an interesting one. Yeah. He was in the leadership group.
Well, Plugsy Walker, our man Plugs.
Plugsy Walker.
Jeepers. No, but who else is being discussed?
Quinton Arkell at Geelong, so he couldn't get a look in a very good team. So talented offensively. I think there were some question marks on his ability to run the other way. Sydney Stack is a man who's shown some flashes of brilliance and excitement at AFL level. So he's one that they'll be looking to potentially consider. Jake Arts at Richmond as well as another one. So these are the types of names. But Jed Anderson, you think, will be the one who clubs will genuinely fight for. I think he was at the start of his career at Hawthorn where Alistair Clarkson had a look at him, but he could be a genuinely good player at AFL level. So he's the one who's sort of raised the eyebrow of recruiters the most. Hey, Jordan DeGoey is going to speak. He had his first interview this afternoon and you'll appear on your news services tonight in the newspaper tomorrow. So he's re-signed the bumper deal at Collingwood. We'll speak about his behavioural clauses, of course, that Collingwood inserted
what
in those.
They?
Well, just genuinely being a good boy and not sort of doing stuff in Bali or New York or anything, like common sense stuff that's not going to get you in serious trouble. So that involves, you know, being respectful to women, Bill, and not getting into sort of any trouble with the police or that sort of stuff.
Is he allowed to drink or smoke?
Responsibly. Good. Responsibly. I think you put the phones away is the general sort of message on the social media stuff.
Oh, Fremantle Football Club, yep. Former players, former administrators,
yep.
And high-profile supporters,
yep.
Annoyed with their major sponsor, Woodside.
Can of worms, this one, Jim.
Massive can of worms.
And the Australian captain, Paddy Cummins, was central to it when there was a report about him having a problem with the sponsorship.
All right, we might discuss this next. I think we've been told we need a break here, Jay-Z. So you stick around more with
Jay-Z. Hang on with Jay-Z.
Well, I think we need to because I've got break. The boss is saying we need a break.
Okay. What?
A free breaker with Jay-Z. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I've had enough.
Jazzy Clark has stuck around. His best mate, Scott Penderbury, co-hosted Dead Set Legends with him on Saturday. You can hear it on the Listener app.
Fat's having a horrible day on the punt, and he's just had a little fire door offered to him, and he's wondering whether he should take it or not.
I got some queries, because how much can you cash out your quaddie for? Because he's trying to cash out his $6 quaddie for a $50 gain, and that's surely not worth it. You just let it ride, don't you, Bill?
You should. Yeah. A real punter would, but if you just had a bad day, you have a look at any sort of cash out that is not with the points bet, of course, and that's who like.
Yeah. No worries.
It's a now, sign of a worried punter when you're cashing out for $40.
Jay-Z having a nice chuckle, which I like. So, Dale Kickett, of course, former Freo player, but Carmen Lawrence, like there's some serious hitters in this group saying to Fremantle, we're not happy with Woodside being your number one sponsor, given, and we discussed this before with Alinta Energy and the cricketers, the carbon emissions.
Well, where does this end? I think this is a really nervous time for sporting organisations who have these big commercial partnerships with companies such as the big miners, because, you know, there are some serious, you know, causes and concerns around climate change. So, look, it is a really interesting time in this space. But my question is, Jim, can you have your cake and can you eat it too?
No.
Pat Cummins example, right? Can you sort of have an issue with the Alinta sponsorship? You know, can you really be talking about carbon emissions and all that, but then fly around the world, but then play under lights? You know,
and as we discussed earlier today, the third worst country for fossil fuel emissions is India.
Mm.
They all go to the IPL every year and don't miss out on that massive payout. Mm. So I'm with you. And when it comes to the AFL clubs, I imagine Woodside would be, most of the big ones are between sort of $2 and $4 million a year.
Huge.
So what I'd be saying to those people standing in front of the cameras today over there in Perth, but also to the playing group if they go down the similar path, that's very, in 2022 and beyond, very difficult to replace.
Yep.
Like extraordinarily hard to find major sponsors of AFL footy clubs.
And clubs have found that off the back of the sort of gambling audit, you know, and trying to replace the pokey money that a lot of clubs have done. North Melbourne's been one of those. Yep. So clubs are looking for alternative revenue streams. It has proven to be really challenging. As you say, when you take out a $3 million contribution from Woodside, makes it difficult when you're trying to do things like build new training facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. So answer me this, Jay-Z. This might be more the cricket, because Alinta was a $40 million deal.
Yep.
If they can only replace that with another company, I won't put a name to it, another company, but that's $20 million.
Yep.
So they're $20 million in the hole. Do they go to the players and go, look, that 3.5 you were getting is now 1.8. You watch the players start squealing when that happens. Hang on a minute. It's like, well, you don't want Alinta. We just got a little discount here for you. I mean,
you reckon that before that?
Well, there's the commercial realities of what we're talking about.
I agree. So they might have to take a little. I don't think they'd be keen to take that little discount.
They won't want any discount.
Of course not. They won't take that.
Hey, Brodie Grundy. So he's begun training off that posterior cruciate injury in a bid to be ready for round one at Melbourne, where he's going to team up with Big Maxi Gorn and give that Melbourne engine room a bit of an armchair ride.
Was he injured, Max Gorn?
Yes.
He was. Yeah.
Groin.
Foot and groin. Definitely had his foot issues.
He was on one leg by the end of it.
It looked like it, didn't
fair to say. So, and he was number 4 for Collingwood. So big we're a good friend of the program, James Harms.
Chompers.
Do we feel like, is he a type who's just going to happily hand over his number 4 number? No. Jersey to Brodie Grundy.
No.
But here's the thing with me, Jay-Z, I know both fine footballers, but not at the level of
Very
fat.
No,
why do you care? Like, if he gets handed 26, why does it matter?
No, because that's fair, because some blokes like to make a name for themselves with their own number, but others just like number four. So everywhere he's played, junior footy, number four, senior footy, number four, he just wants that number four.
You can't see it, Bill.
But it's just something players love having. It's like the cricket numbers. They all have their own favourite.
They never made any sense to me.
But they have their favourite numbers.
Yeah, but surely you just get handed what you get handed and get on with playing.
No, I don't mind.
What would be wrong with 68?
No, it's too high.
Why is that too high?
Too high. It weighs you down.
It weighs more.
It does. Weighs you down. And if people come along, they go, he mustn't be a very good player, 68.
Well, he is a good player. He's All-Australian Brady Grundy. He can wear whatever he wants.
68, no good. He's in the twos.
And you were iconic, the 16. That was an iconic sort of number.
It is now with the Coney.
Yeah. Like, Premiership number 16. He's carried it on a little bit.
Nathan Jones was number two. I think they'd need a new number two. And Luke Jackson was number six, I think. So, mate, does he take Big Dogger Jackson's number six jumper and they go ruck for ruck? So
have they had a very good off-season, Freo? Are you much happier with the way they're going to front up round one next year?
Oh, surely. Yeah, I think with Jag Romero coming into that midfield, because arguably you take Andy Brayshaw out of that Fremantle midfield, I reckon they look a little bit thin.
They've got to get blokes on the outside. Yeah. So that's where Romero will help them.
Yes. Well, he's in his leg speed.
Yeah, well, he'll be able to get outside. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
how did that happen, by the way?
Well, the truth is, Mitchell and Jago Mira were both up for trade last year, and no one wanted them. No. Nobody went for them. So this year there was a bit more demand. How that happened is hard to understand.
It is.
But if you talk to Hawthorn, they think this year when Jago Mira and Tom Mitchell were in the middle, they weren't very successful from a clearance
perspective. If you have a good look at this, which I did over in Fiji.
No, Joey did then.
Crunch the numbers.
If you have a look at Jago Mira's season, he had a pretty good year, actually.
Yeah, but they
had a better year than Mitchell.
They struggled to win with them in there. Well, they struggled to win the ball.
Joey's just told him something that he's latched onto.
Yeah, I just remembered that.
You stole a kid's Lilo.
Yeah.
And while you were doing that, Joey told you that.
No, exactly.
It means Hawthorn's midfield is going to be Dylan Moore, Will Day, John Newcomb, and Josh Ward. So it's a new era for Sam Mitchell.
Oh, totally. Hey, guess who I saw training at St Mary's this morning when I drove past?
Paddy Dangerfield?
Ollie Henry.
Well, he's a Geelong player.
No, but doing strides and
JZ.
Yes.
Friday is the Triple M footy end of season get together.
Yes.
Are we seeing you?
I'll be there. I'm going to play golf first.
Ooh. Playing golf?
It's a couple of quick ones, and then I'll be there in good form. Right.
What golf day is it? Who for?
It's for our primary school, St. Monica's primary school.
Dad's school. See you there later.
You'd be hosting it, wouldn't you?
No.
What?
Good to see you, JZ Clark.
See you, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That coming from you. You're telling someone to get off the donuts.
Yeah.
But look at your own fat guts. caught my eye this.
What?
Sunrise Sam Mack.
Yeah.
Up in Broome. And on the camels, which I've done myself up there. And it is bloody good fun. You go all the way along the beach and back.
Nice and high you get there.
Oh, yeah. So this is Sam Mack when asked about, let's have a listen.
You've obviously had a lot of, like, TV people, movie people. Who's been the biggest wimp on a camel in your 22 years?
Oh, you're going to love this. Carl Stefanovic. we did the Today Show many years ago.
Right.
And Lisa Wilkinson, brave as all hell, do anything. Carl, big girl's blouse.
Carlos. Big girl's blouse.
Mm.
So, Bill.
Yes.
When I heard that,
well,
cast my mind back to two things on this show.
What?
Firstly, when we went round the corner near Swanee's, the Albion. Remember that?
Oh.
And we had to stand there next to a camel that had the worst breath I've ever smelled.
Breath of a thousand camels.
It parted my hair and removed all of yours off your head.
They do smell.
Oh, stinky. Horrific. I think it was for a thirsty camel, actually.
Oh.
And then
good bottle shop.
You, of course, out at Mooney Valley, out at the Valley.
Oh, at the Valley, Jim, which was interesting. It was actually bloody frightening.
Well, you were camel racing.
Over 100 metres, and they got going quite quickly.
Yes.
And it was all fun and games, and we thought, this is funny.
Who were you racing against?
A listener.
Right.
I think. A listener. And I beat him over the line.
Did you?
Camels got fair income down the straight.
Yeah, but what happened after that?
Well, they had no contingency plan.
No.
He's happy he got that out.
What words he gone with there? Contingency.
Contingency plan, Jim.
Right.
So
I just dropped a plan on the end of my one.
Because old mate he let us go, but no one was holding us up at the end.
Well, you didn't learn how to pull it up?
No, it wouldn't pull up, silly camel. So I was down Puckle Street, Mooney Ponds, Jim, dodging no trees fish. And branches and just kept walking.
All right, let's have a listen.
Colorado has taken off.
Oh, shit. Where's he going now?
It's going to be hard to call, but I think Stu from Narre Warren has got across the line. Bill Brown is he's taken off into the mountain yard.
Oh, no.
Colorado. Oh, no. What's going on
Colorado,
here?
Colorado, where are you going?
And they're not stopping. They've taken off around the bend. The camels have not stopped past the post.
How do we stop them?
Took off.
Higo.
Was that Higo doing calling?
Yeah, but he wasn't chasing me.
He had a real sort of baritone sound.
And then went past the mounting yard, then got out. There was a gate somewhere at the Mini Valley, got out, and honestly.
Went past Dennis Pagan's joint.
It did. I actually ended up in.
Mount Alexander Road.
Out there, exactly, Jim. Wherever it is out there. Macedon or somewhere.
Macedon. How did Lawrence of Arabia? You're basically heading across the Simpson Desert.
Exactly
so
right.
So how did anyone pull you up?
No, old mate had to catch up.
Right.
That let us go. He didn't, as I said, nothing there. So he had to run around. All right, I'll shut up.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tubby Taylor on tomorrow.
Tubster.
Fujitsu, Australia's favourite air.
Yeah, the World Cup coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to speak to him.
Exactly.
A nice show, this one. Ash Brazel, of course, and then Jay Clark. Some nice late news.
Exactly. And we had the winner of the Geelong Cup.
What the Ugg Boot. Day.
Yes, exactly.
They call it Ugg Boot. Weather down there, the old boot.
Oh, beautiful down there. It looked good on the TV, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Old Fat sitting here next to you two.
Still glad I'm here.
Yep.
I wouldn't trade my place for a spot at the boot.
I would. I'd love to be there.
Well, what about the creamy once it's finished?
Well, I might go down there now, Jim, and
will
just
you?
Have a couple of frothies.
Head
and, yes, just see what's around.
Make sure everyone's happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Righto.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. So before you do that,
I'll be happy
you've
after
had
this.
Two woolly bullies in a row.
Yes, Jim.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke. Allegra Interiors, Melbourne's premium curtains and blinds retailer. For a free quote, search Allegra Interiors.
A free quote, if you don't mind, Jim.
Yeah. Yes.
Just search Allegra Interiors and they'll give you that. And
like
away
it.
You go.
Like it.
Okay, Jim. You wouldn't believe this. I had to sack the guy who mows my lawn.
Why?
He just didn't cut it.
What's happened? Like, I mean, they were really bad. The jokes were like horrific.
Rabbits is laughing.
Doesn't
matter what
you
say.
And come back from Fiji and they're worse.
He just didn't
That's
cut
That's four it. Horrific jokes in a row.
He just didn't cut the
line. Yeah, no, I get the poor nature of the joke. I wonder what happened. Is the sun with the bronze worked its way through into your cranium?
Hit it, Raps.
That's sympathy, mate. You should feel bad about that, Plastic, because that's proper sympathy.
Rapsy gave me that joke. I knew he'd love it.
The only way you're getting this song.
Sound of the Ugg Boot Cup.
2-1.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.